Thank you, guys. Very good. Don't sit down. So I'm going to invite Katrina and Carl to come and share with us now and give us an update on what's happening with youth and YouthLink. Yes, I think so.
Do you want? Take it
out? Yes, of course.
Hello, everybody. I'm Katrina, or Kat.
And I'm Carl.
That's all we have to say. No, this is our update on YouthLink, which is a youth group outreach of Antioch. I don't know, are you starting?
So what is YouthLink? We thought we'd start with a quick introduction as to what it is in case you're unaware or some of the details you might have forgotten. So we are a youth group outreach for secondary school students, mainly between the ages of 11 to 18. And we meet twice a month. Currently we're alternating between meeting here in ABC, in the room in the back, and then in Peter, in St. Edmund in Hayes. Peter McKenzie's church. And we have an average about 10 youth at each meeting, which is really good. It's a blessing to see. In terms of demographic, it's also a blessing to see that we have people from Antioch, but also people from other local churches from around. And it's also a blessing to see that actually the majority are not from within Antioch. And we're seeing that these youth are wanting to come and they're wanting to meet the Lord and be with us in the group that we're in, and get to experience life as it is. We've also, another blessing is that we've been also been able to provide mentorship for around 14 youth this year, which has been really great. It's really been a blessing. I don't think we've been able to do that before in this way. And what is mentorship? Mentorship is great question, by the way. Yeah, mentorship is, it's really a relationship between an older brother or sister to a younger brother and sister, and be able to spend time. We go out for coffee or cake or a sandwich or dinner or ice cream, and I get to talk about life, get to spend time with each other, have some fun, enjoy a good time, and have that build a good relationship between an older brother and sister. And then in February we also had a youth week underway, which was really good. You'll hear more about that in a bit.
Okay, great. Vision. So this is what we were thinking about this year when we were trying to sort of write a vision down. But YouthLink aims to provide a space where youth can take ownership of their faith and of their youth group, hopefully, so that it's kind of like their thing rather than our thing. Find an identity, a worth, and a value in Christ, and then somewhere where they can hopefully make friends, and somewhere where they can bring their friends to as well. And we've been working on, and actually some of them are bringing their friends now, which is awesome. I don't know, next slide, unless you want to add anything to that.
So what does a typical YouthLink event look like? We also alternate. We alternate between socials and main events. What's a social? Good question. It is anything fun, anything where we enjoy ourselves, have a good time. We also enjoy ourselves in the main events. But anyway, in the socials, we do things like a bake-off or a bonfire night, or we play laser tag, or this last Friday we had a carnival and we had prizes. And another blessing to see that number of them invited their friends, and they all had a really good time, and it's just really good to see the relationships being built, but also the fun being had. And mainly, one of the reasons for it is just within that context of a good time together, they can build those good relationships, but it's also a great context where they can invite their friends to. And then we have main events. Main events, we start off with games, because it's always good to have games. It's always fun. And then we have some time of worship, and we have a time of input, which can usually be either a testimony or discussing a different topic. And then we have some time to chill out, have some snacks and relax, and some discussion groups. So, as I said, the input has varied from testimonies from us staff. We've heard some testimonies from some of the youth in previous years, and we've also had some discussion topics, which this year we had some of them. We had the youth choose some of the topics of, like, what do you guys want to talk about? What do we want to hear about? And we really had some really great things about exploring faith, exploring who God is, what's the purpose of our life. That was it. And then once a term, we also try to have a kind of a themed kind of prayer time where there are prayer stations where they can go around. And we've really seen a lot of blessing in that. We've really seen that the youth have been able to engage with that. They have been able to kind of have their own way of coming before the Lord and seeking Him in that. Anything to add about that?
No.
Great. Then next slide.
We really alternated, but not on purpose. Okay, so we thought we'd just give you guys our highlights because maybe that seemed like a good thing to do. So my highlight is at the weekend away. So the kids, these are like anonymous, so I don't know like who wrote what. But at the weekend away, we had this creative prayer station, which was a cross that they could draw themselves on, and then they could write a trust prayer and they could pin it to the cross. And I don't know who, there was actually loads of them, but two of them were, Jesus, I surrender my hopes, fears, worries, stress, pressure to be someone I'm not and my entire life to you. And then another one, I want to devote myself to Jesus and surrender all that I have to Jesus and follow in his footsteps, which was amazing to read. I mean, I actually kind of didn't intend, anyway, whatever, they fell out in my car, but I think it was the Holy Spirit, because I think I really needed to read and see, and Carl and I both weren't expecting anything like that, because it's the Holy Spirit doing it, really, isn't it, not us a lot of the time, but that was a real highlight for me, to see God working more than we could have expected. What's yours?
So similarly, at the same event, at the weekend away in February, we were down in Cobnor, down near the sea. It was really good. We had a worship time on the Saturday night, and for me, it was a blessing and a highlight to see the youth engaging in worship in a new way that I hadn't seen them engage in the same way. One of the things that we're trying to push for this year is to help them engage in worship, help them to see the beauty of worshiping the Lord and coming before Him. And I think we were able to see that in a new way at that event on Saturday night in the weekend away.
It has got my picture on challenges. I mean, it's probably, anyway, that's fine. So these are some of the challenges that we experience that we just, I don't know, might be worth you guys knowing about. So I think that nowadays there might be more of like a negative perception of Christianity than there used to be when I was growing up. I think it used to be like uncool to be a Christian, but now it's actually really hard. It's not just uncool, it's like linked to a lot of stuff. So when these kids that are in our group are thinking about being a Christian or trying to explore that, there's actually lots of stuff that comes along with that that makes it really, really hard, really hard. It's harder than it was for any of us, I think. And a lot of that is that, you know, it's linked to, if you're kind of saying, oh, I'm a Christian, then some people might think that that means that you're against them or whatever. It's just really hard. So we're aware of that. And then I guess all teenagers trying to find their identity, that's just something that like we all go through. But again, I think that with social media and stuff, that again makes that like a bigger thing in some ways, because they're seeing a lot of identity stuff out there and like different social media groups and different people that are saying, oh, this is what I'm like and this is the group that I'm in, and that, you know, people thinking, where do I fit in that? 11 to 18 is a wide age range. So sometimes trying to make the group work across a wide age range is I guess we have to think carefully about how we do that. And difficult stuff, that was just a This is the way that I write. That was me. But it's I guess, some of the things that have been happening in Antioch and Sword of the Spirit, without going into any of it, that spills over into trying to run an outreach from that. So that makes it difficult as well sometimes. I don't know what's next, but I'm passing it back to you. Yeah, go for it. Well, we can, you know.
Sure, yeah. And just to add, I think with those challenges, I think just seeing the youth still coming and still wanting to be a part of YouthLink, I think that shows a lot of courage and a lot of, you know. Oh, you do.
Yeah. They're really inspiring. Yeah, but they are. It's hard, honestly. It is harder for them. Like, they all inspire me so much, and like, they're my heroes, really. Actually, yeah. I don't know.
So, what can you pray for? Please pray for the youth. Please pray that they can meet Jesus in a deeper way, that they can know him and know that they are loved by him. Please pray for every staff. Maybe I can just ask the people who are working with the youth program in any way just to stand up, just so that you can know who you're praying for.
Anybody.
Anybody who's, yeah, mentorship, admin. And there are a lot of others, but they're also serving elsewhere. Thank you. So, yeah, many others. I won't name them all, but there are many others. And just pray for them. Pray that the Lord continue to bless them, and that they're able to receive life in the youth. Yeah.
And then St. Bernadette's is the local parish in Hillingdon, and we're hopefully starting YouthLink there. I mean, it's actually pretty much confirmed as of today, this week. That's a big thing. Hasn't been anything running in that hall for 20 years, I keep telling people. So it's kind of awesome. And at the moment this week, the PTA and the parish council are going to be negotiating storage space for YouthLink. So, yeah, yes. Danielle. Apparently there's a meeting on Wednesday. So just things like that and logistics. It's been a big operation trying to get it. But we think they're quite keen to see how they can link the parish to YouthLink and get kids kind of coming and involved. And it seems like a really good opportunity that, again, kind of God has done a lot of. And then, yeah, just for the youth to bring friends and to feel comfortable to do that, just encouraging for us.
And then just prayer for greater vision of what the Lord has for us in YouthLink, where is the Lord calling us to? And then finally, for staff. if you think you could help out, approach us. You always need more people to serve on youth. You always need it. I was talking to Phil Morrison, who plans the S retreat for Kairos. And, you know, one of the things that he comments on is, like, you get to the S retreat and the ratio is maybe 1-2. And it's just because you need, you know, there's just a big need for staff to be able to work with the youth and make it awesome.
Okay, I'm pretty sure the next one's on the slide. Yes, it is.
The name's changing, but we can't tell you what it's going to be. But we thought we should say this so that when we start talking about a youth group with a different name, you know that actually it's exactly the same as what we've just spoken about, and you're not like, they just told us about YouthLink and now there's like another one. It's the same. There's one youth group outreach, but we're changing the name and we need to tell the youth first, and it's very exciting. great. I think that's it. Is there another slide? Oh, we have a website. Hey, look, there's a QR code. I think that means you can scan it if you want, but I don't know if it works. I think Thomas put that. Anyway, so it's youthlink.uk. That website will probably change when the name changes. But it's really awesome. If you want to find out more about YouthLink, go to the website. There's loads of pictures. There's a blog that Thomas does that I don't know who reads it. Maybe you see. Anyway, that's everything. Thank you for your prayers.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. That was great. That was great. It's good to kind of catch up and see what's happening. Please encourage Thomas by going and reading his blog.
Okay.
Okay, we're almost there, folks. What I'd like to do is can we just stand and pray for a few areas of our life together, please? So please, let's start off by praying for the Bull family and for all those who are grieving. Let's just pray in the Spirit, and if anyone wants to pray out, great. Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we thank you so much for Mary Bull. We thank you for the incredible example to us of faithfulness and faith and service she's been for so many years, and the inspiring way she's led her family and many other things. And we lift her family to you now. We especially pray for the desire of Mary's heart, which was that those amongst them who don't know you would come to know your love for them, Lord. We really ask that for her children, for her grandchildren, that through her, through all these circumstances, through the funeral even, Lord, you would speak and you would work and you would act and you would increase faith in those who aren't sure, and draw people back to yourself. Lord, please would you comfort and hold that entire family in your hands, Lord. Amen.
Let's pray for YouthLink, for Kat and Carl, and for all those staff, and for all their activities. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to you. Thank you.